Hello? Oh, come on, my chat. I had it open and YouTube refreshed. Hello, hello. Can everybody hear me? I spent the last like 2 or so minutes looking for the switch for the air conditioning, but it was right there on the wall. I'm on my long layover. Hey. I finally made it to the place I'm staying. Took a while. I love looking at books. At Burp Dimension Airports, but the books are so big. How many hours? It's just overnight. Oh yeah, I love looking at books at airports, but for some reason, all the books, like English books, are they're so like paperback fiction books are massive. And then you pick them, okay, they're not like those Japanese books that are like pocket size, right? Because Japanese books purposely they make books small so that people can take them on trains and stuff. But these books, these like English fiction books are like the size of a dictionary. And they're the size of a dictionary, and you flip it around and you look at the price tag and it's like $30. It's so expensive. And they're huge. Just in general, not just the airport. Like, when you go to bookstores and stuff, books are so big. Like, people are supposed to bring these things to travel. I don't know. I feel like it's like heavy and it's big. Yeah, there's no like travel size books. No, the books are just so big. Yeah. Like I was like I would love to buy this book, but it's massive. I don't really have the backpack space for that. Snap a pic of it. I kind of wanted to read it. I was kind of curious to read it. Man, there was this one book that was it was I was like, did this person play to the moon or something? Because the plot of that book seemed really interesting. It was like a world where there is a technology that allows you to remove the memories that you want to remove. So, a world where you're allowed to remove like one traumatic memory. And then, apparently, then a group of friends, each collectively removed a shared traumatic memory. And I guess they don't know what it is. And the book is like the mystery of finding out what memory they removed or something, I guess. But that sounds so interesting. Is one of the characters in the book named Neo? I don't think so, but I was like the messing with memories thing is kind of interesting. I guess it's supposed to be one of those like, don't mess around with the sort of stuff type books. I thought that was really interesting, but I didn't buy the book. It was too big. And it was really expensive. It was like $40. I was like, $40? Removing a memory just exp Oh, you know what? That's another one. Not about removing traumatic memories, but let's say you remove the memory of you ever consuming a certain anime or book or movie, and then you can re-experience it. Hey, but then again, if you remove the memory, does that mean will you remember the fact that you removed the memory? Like, will you remember that you want to read this book? You think? Hey, morning. Do you think you'll remember that you wanted to read the book or no? I guess it's like how accurately would they be able to remove specific memories but help you remember the fact that you wanted to read the book or you wanted to watch the anime. A fuzzy spot in the memories. Right. If you removed it, there's no guarantee that you'll remember to consume it again. Let's say I choose to remove the memory of myself watching Hunter x Hunter. Will I remember that I want to watch Hunter x Hunter? You weren't planning on sleeping? What time is it over there? It's more expensive than all of the manga sales in Malaysia. So it's expensive. That's why I was like, yeah, no books for me. It's way cheaper to get a Kindle and buy books on there. And the Kindle is smaller too. And you can adjust the size of the text and everything. Honestly, there's no reason not to read on there, but I just feel like paper books have their own charm. And I really love book covers, like paper books and book covers and the smell of books and the feel of a book, you know, and flipping the page. It's a different feeling. So the only thing is, it's just so bulky. If only I can, you know, minimize the size and then make it bigger again later. If it has cute anime illustrations. Gotta leave yourself a note, right? Leave yourself a note beforehand. 5:30 a.m. night is still young. Sounds good to me. Tell someone who can recommend it to you. Right. Okay, that sounds like a good idea. Having a collection of books is very satisfying. Right. The ultimate mark for me of being able to of having my life together is to have like a of a proper space for like a bookshelf and like things that I want to display. Like having a space where I have a cabinet where I could just display stuff that doesn't have any other practical use of like storage is like an ultimate flex to me. It's like having a shelf just for your figures and like your merch or like whatever. It's like having that space that you don't need for storage. How nice. I'd love to have that. Little Japanese apartment doesn't. I have to use my space wisely. Garage sakes. Bulky and heavy. Yeah. The new book smell, right. 2:36 a.m. Oh, it's still very early. I did buy some mangas and novels just by having the oh, the cover is good moment. Yeah, I understand that. You'd be the type of person that would be interested in the series in the first place, so I think it's fine. That is true. Oh, this emote doesn't look so bad. I'm looking at it from my phone right now. This new emote that I uploaded with the upside down mouth. Should I zoom it in more to make it look more funny? Show of your manga collection, right? Yeah, having the kind of space to just like display your stuff. I had a strange feeling I should check my phone this time. Good morning. What time is it for you guys? 4:37 a.m. The night is young. 5:37 p.m. Oh, the afternoon is young. I love it. It's like so derpy. It's good enough. Oh, you think it's good enough? Okay. I'm currently wanting to collect light novels. Ooh, that sounds like a good idea. 2:38 a.m. What are these time zones? 4:37. Let me take a look at my world clock. Okay, Pacific time is 2:38 a.m. The night is very young. Oh. It is 5 a.m. in EST. Oh. 4:37 must be mountain time then. I have a what shelf? Detolf shelf? What is that? It's gonna become a Lua shrine. Okay, looking forward to it. 5 p.m. train to home. Oh, safe trip. Take care. 5:38 a.m. Nice. I darken the mouth a bit so the mouth stands out more. Yeah, I was thinking that. I might sharpen it a bit. I might use sharpen. Because when I was looking at it from PC, it looked quite faint, so I was also thinking that. 5:38 p.m. I see. Detolf is the glass one. Oh, is it a type of glass cabinet? Oh, okay. Oh, it's the type of cabinet people use for displaying like figures and stuff. Yeah, it's quite fancy on PC. If I look really, really close on my phone, I can see it on my phone, but it's a bit faint on PC, agree. I might make it bigger and also bolder, sharper, later on PC. Yeah, I got a message. Technically, I was supposed to be back at work today, so my boss messaged me, but I was like, sorry, I'm traveling. Talk to you later. But she was just saying like she needs to brief me on some stuff that I need to work on. I was like, you know, I could be free tonight and you could brief me, but I won't be able to work on it at all on Tuesday because I'll be flying. So, can you brief me on Wednesday, please? So that's what's happening. Yeah. Oh man. And she was like, oh, if I brief you on Wednesday, it's gonna be a little bit tight, but it's doable. And I was like, oh no, what does that mean? What does that mean? I don't know what I'll have to do when I go back, so probably gonna be quite busy. She says she wants me to be in charge of some stuff coming up, so I'm scared. What am I in charge of? Don't give me responsibilities. I just want to chill. I'm losing signal. yeah. Well, but I'm looking forward to being back in Japan anyway. The going downstairs to the convenience store is very nice. Hey. Hey. Well, it's nice that she trusts me to do stuff, like to be responsible for stuff. But at the same time, I'm also like, I also just want to chill. Yeah. Who knows? I hope there's a little bit of lead time on the stuff that needs to work on. Whatever it is, it's a mystery. She's keeping it as a surprise. She hasn't even given me a hint on what it is gonna be. I don't even know. She just said, "Oh, there's like two things I want you to do." Okay, two things. What are they? I don't know. I don't even know. I wish she'd give me a written hint. She's the kind of person that wants to tell me over the phone, you know? She wants to like talk about it rather than write it down. Just write it down. Yeah, hopefully it'll be okay. Yeah. Earlier when I was at the when I was at the baggage claim, I was just thinking, oh, I saw this crazy video on YouTube about a woman whose luggage came out of the baggage claim, and then it looked like it was mauled by it. It was like it got eaten by a shark or something. Like it looked like it really, really went through a lot, that luggage. Wait, let me see if I can find the video. Like paste it to you guys. Oh, it might be in my watch history. Hold on. Hold on. I need to see. Where's my history? Oh, here, view all. Oh my God, I have to see it. Wait. Hold on a sec, guys. I'm just looking for it. Oh my God, I saw that and I was just thinking about how I hope my luggage is not going to be at the bottom of the plane. I was like, holy crap. Oh, here. Woman shares photo of her ruined luggage at airport here. Oh my God, I was like, the comments were so funny in this. I was like, it looked like it was eaten by a shark. Apparently, what happened was her luggage fell out of the plane and then it went underneath the wheel and it got dragged across the tarmac. And then the airline just freaking put it back and then they put it on the conveyor belt like nothing happened. like Delta was just like, oh, nothing wrong with this luggage, and they put it on the belt, and it just came around on the belt looking like that. It's like, that's so bad. Oh my God. Oh. Wait 10 hours for the luggage to turn up. Oh my God. How does that even happen? Oh my God. I was also laughing a bit because it was so bad. Yeah, it looks normal. They just like, whoever was handling the luggage, like who was working at the airport, was just like, not my problem. They just put that thing on the belt. It's so funny. Oh God. And I was when my luggage was coming out today, I was like, oh no. I hope it wasn't at the bottom of the plane. But I think it was, because I checked my bag really early. So it came out like, what, it was one of the last bags to come out. I was getting a little bit nervous. I was like, where's my bag? Where's my bag? Where's my bag? Oh no. My mic and my audio interface are in the bag. Oh no. It looked like it was malt. I know, right? Yeah. Isn't it crazy? It looks so bad. I was like, what the heck? Yeah, oh God. Okay, and then I called the hotel that I'm staying at for the shuttle, right? It's just my overnight layover place. So I called the shuttle to come, and then the person who was going to drive the shuttle was like, okay, I'll be there in 20 minutes. And then like two or three shuttles came, and then I was like waiting. I was like, oh no. I don't know if the shuttle is gonna have the name of the hotel on it, or like whatever. What does it look like, or like whatever. I was like, how are they gonna know I'm here? I started like freaking out a little bit, because like it was right around 19 minutes, and then exactly at the 20 minute mark, the shuttle came. It arrived. It had the hotel name on it. I was like, whoa. They really came exactly in 20 minutes after I hung up the phone. Oh God. I'm the kind of person where the longer I wait, the more I start thinking about the backup scenarios of like, what if this doesn't go well? And then I start thinking about the backup plans. I was like, oh God, should I call an Uber? What should I do? I started thinking about the Uber, and then it came exactly 20 minutes on the dot. Yeah, actually punctual. I mean, I was expecting it to come a little bit earlier than 20 minutes. But it was exactly 20 minutes. I was just getting nervous because other people got on their shuttles, you know? Yeah. Yeah. Right, seriously, exactly on time. Oh man. I have like a the moment I get back, I have an appointment at the nail salon, because I have no nails left. They're all gone. Rest in peace. Rest in peace. They're all gone. And like in America, they'd be a few minutes late. Yeah. 19 and a half minutes. No, it was exactly 20 minutes. Yeah. Oh no, all of them are gone. Ah! Only the one on my pinky is left, but now the pinky one came off too. I hate when it gets a little loose and I have to remove it. Gels, when they start coming off, they start getting loose on the sides a little bit. And then I hate it flapping around like that, so I just like pull it off. I'm like, screw this, and I remove it. What design am I gonna do? Actually, I don't know. I guess it is a heat wave, super hot, in Japan right now, so maybe I'll get something summery. Maybe something ocean related. I'd love something summery. Nail veneers, kinda, yeah. Gel nails. Yeah, no, I rip off the gel part. My actual nails are underneath. Yeah, I want something summery. Nails, bikini. They have like little like oceany looking designs that make it look like the waves, like water at the beach, with like seashell stones that they can stick on. So it looks like a little water themed nail stuff. Wait, let me show you guys a nail website. Oh, I know you'll be totally into this. Natsu. Ima ninki neiru natsu. Oh, kawaii. Oh, himawari. Oh, sunflower nails. Ooh. Ooh. Ooh, okay, I'm looking at inspo. Oh, for example, okay, like a shell design. Oh, this isn't even summery enough. I need something that yells summer. Hold on. Something where you look at it, you're like, wow, that's very summery. Oh my god, this looks so cute. Okay, I'm gonna save this picture because I really like it. Hold on, Okay, I took a screenshot. Okay, hold on. That one wasn't summery enough for me to show you guys. Hold on. I'm on page three. Let's see. I want the most obnoxiously summer looking nail. Ooh, watermelon nail. Cute. Come on. Give me the most obnoxious one. Okay, I guess the sunflower one was pretty obnoxious. Hold on, I'm still scrolling. Okay, that's pretty flowery. Ooh, whoa, sunflower toes. Ooh, these are flowery. Ooh. Whoa, sunflower toes are kind of cute. Okay, let me show you the sunflower nails I saw earlier. Oh, wait. I think that one isn't that cute. Isn't as cute. Hold on. Let me just search umi. Umi te. Natsu. Umi. Oh my god. The bottom left part of my phone started like not responding so much. I have to press kind of hard on the bottom left. It's like something is wrong with my phone. Something is going on. Oh, this one's pretty summery. It's got the seashell stuff design on it. Here. Okay, here's the link. Finally, I got it. I got it. Okay, hold on. I couldn't read the chat while I was looking for nails. Nails of the fire design. Look, this is kind of like a water. Like ocean. I like this. Look at the seashells and stuff. And then the sunflower design I was talking about. Hold on. I'm just gonna search himawari. 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 Holy crap! It's so cute. Oh my god. Oh my god, these are the cutest nails ever. Whoa. Ooh, okay. Look at these. Whoa. Look at these flower nails. They're so cute. Yeah, I also do think. No, my phone is less than a year old. I bought this phone when I debuted last year in October before, like, I got this phone. So I have my old phone as my spare phone that I use for with like YouTube Studio, and I use this one as my regular. You have no idea how much guys actually like this stuff, largely as the stuff we never normally get to find out about. Oh. Can you have nails that look like ice lollies? Of course, you can have nails that look like anything. Yeah. It looks overly detailed. Yeah, the yellow is very warm. Yeah, I really like the sunflower one. It's kind of cute, isn't it? I love it. Oh, this is so pretty. Dang, maybe yellow. I hardly ever get yellow. Yellow is usually not my go-to color for nails. I like blues and purples. I'm very boring. I like blue, purple, lavender. I hardly even get pink. But this yellow is really cute. Oh, maybe. Yeah. I love the bleach, the bleached Janaiwa beach one. Yeah, I do like the water patterns too. I think my nails should be able to draw that. Like, she'll be able to do like a blue color, maybe a blue gradation, like a like an ombre. How do you call that? Gradation. With and then she'll be able to draw like the white, like sea foam, ocean wave. Like foam colors onto it to make it look like waves, maybe. That's why my name is Lua Asuka. Exactly. Exactly. Do you not like yellow nails? No, I like the color actually. I usually don't get yellow tones. Like, I don't usually get warm tones. Very rarely. I don't know. I like to get blues and purples. Are you winning? Yes. Time to get out of my comfort zone, I know, right? Yeah. Oh no. Bua's eyes. Yeah, I really like those types of blues. Okay, my nail is really bothering me because the nail itself just came off, and the bare nail, the naked nail is really long. Because I've had these for like a month. The white part of the nail is kind of long right now. Just the pinky. I've already trimmed the other nails because they all came off before. Can she draw a big straw hat on your nails? A big straw hat. Rip it off. Oh, I'm tempted to bite it. It's such a bad habit. But that's the reason why I get nails, so that I can stop biting my nails. You know, when I'm nervous, I bite it. Yeah, I've been quite nervous last couple days because like I had to do all the pre-departure stuff for interdimensional travel, right? Yeah. But luckily it all went very smoothly. Actually the system for Japan is not that bad. It's quite easy. It's very reasonable. Remember how I talked about how previously I was having trouble with my vaccine certificates, because in Japan the paper certificate has two QR codes, right? So then when I upload it to automated like systems online for the Burp Dimension, when I uploaded it there, their automated system couldn't scan two QR codes, so it didn't work. So I had to call them and then go there in person and stuff like that. It was really annoying. But then in Japan, of course, they don't have such technology, such as automated systems, so they actually have someone physically checking the documentation once you submit it online. Thank God for having a real human. So because they actually have someone checking, the first time I uploaded it was like not the right file, so then they were able to come back and even give me a proper reason of what is wrong with what I uploaded so that I can correct the mistake. Like, the computer wasn't just like, it's wrong, resubmit. Like, it actually told me what was wrong with it, which is nice. I'm actually really grateful for it, having real people behind the counter. No, online systems in Japan are very manual, but in a way, I feel like they actually prevent a lot of problems because of this. Yeah. And hey, more people have jobs because of that. More people can be employed to do this stuff. So yeah. It's like papers, please. Yeah, exactly. No, it was crazy. Okay, I guess I can tell you now because it's over, but like when I was submitting the certificates online with the two QR codes, I was like, oh my God, I know it's because there's two QR codes on this paper. So I edited the certificate to remove one of the QR codes. And when I did that, the certificate went through. And so then I was like, fuck the robots. I hate these guys. But then I didn't want to submit a doctored certificate, like a certificate that I edited, because that might not be okay. So I was like, crap, I would just do this the normal way. But then I was like, man, they actually will accept a certificate if I edit it. Just remove one of the QR codes. Isn't that so? Yeah, I was just testing it to see if it would work because I was suspecting that was why. But it wouldn't tell me that was why. It's kind of annoying. So, yeah. Yeah, isn't that annoying? The robot uprising is delayed. Yeah, they can't figure out the two QR code thing. That might have been illegal, yes, so I retracted it. I retracted it. It's all right. Yeah. Oh, I think I need to buy a new mic, you guys. I think it's something wrong with my SM7B. The robo voice thing. Let's see with ASMR on Wednesday, because I'm gonna connect my ASMR mic to the same interface that I'm using with my SM7B. And if I don't go robo ever on the ASMR mic, I think it's definitely my microphone. And also it's kind of staticky when I plug in my preamp too. I'm kind of wondering if I have a firmware issue or I have like a I don't know. Online it says that I should try and change the sample rate and the buffer rate or something for the mic. So I'll try and look at these settings and also maybe try and reinstall the software for my audio interface. They say I should try to install it unplugged, but I don't know. Yeah, I don't know if it's gonna help. Hopefully it helps. If RoboVoice never happens again, then we'll see. It's annoying because I just got the SM7B like last year, you know? I got it last summer. I got the SM7B last summer, so it's not even a year old yet. Why is everything around me breaking? Nothing is working. Test subjects. Robo voice ASMR. Oh my God. If only I could turn it on and off. No, apparently it's the sample rate for the mic itself on the PC, like the audio settings. I don't know. I'll check it. 'Cause I have the same robot problem on other places too, like on Zoom and stuff. When I have meetings with management. Management's like, is your setup okay? Because you're going robot like a lot. They were telling me, and I was like, dang. It could be the connection side, the cables, but I switched cables and it was still weird. Like, I switched to the cables that I use for my ASMR mic, because those are newer cables, because I thought it might be the cable, but the ASMR mic cables, which are new, also has the same problem. So I think it's the mic. Yeah. Magnetic power extension? Maybe. No, but it can't be because my interface was plugged in directly to my laptop rather than plugging into the extension cord. Yeah. Honestly, don't know what's wrong. I'll try a few things. I mean, right now when I stream, the robot thing is not frequent enough for it to be a nuisance. Like it's maybe once or twice per stream, per like several hour stream, which is not that bad, and it's usually like short period of time. Yeah. The port on the laptop itself being bad, maybe. Yeah, you know, maybe. But I didn't used to have this problem. I didn't used to have this problem. Use 3DO for everything. I could try using my condenser mic instead for a little bit to see if the condenser mic has the same problem with the same settings. And if it doesn't, then it's the SM7B. Yeah. Well, let's see on Wednesday. If ASMR mic doesn't have the problem, we will need more testing, but I suspect it's the mic. Yeah. No, Zoom also like Oh, try plugging into a USB hub. I do have two USB hubs. It's just that my current setup, it's kind of far, so I don't plug it in directly, but I could try to do that. You're right. I'll try to do that as well. I'll try all of those things I just said. 3DO for everything. I'll be whispering all the time. Robo voice is a feature. Sell it as merch, right? Limited edition. Lua merch. Lua's old SM7B that gives you robo voice. We'll sell it on our on our booth. Yeah, I'll try all those different things that I'm not gonna buy it right away because I still need to test a few things, see what's wrong. I don't want to replace a mic that's not even 1 year old. A good deal. You're supposed to be asleep. Lightly used. Only whisper voice for this week's streams. Oh, good. I can see my own schedule here. I'm gonna play Ace Attorney on the plane. I'm playing Trilogy. I saw Isla was playing Chronicles on her stream because I bought Trilogy on my Switch to play on the plane. I also asked for Chronicles permission to stream that. So I might do that too. I'm not sure. I'm getting Chronicles permissions right now, and I'm getting Devil May Cry permissions for August. And it turns on randomly. Also, you can't hear it. Chronicles is so far. Oh yeah. You seem to have played a lot. L button, yeah. Devil May Cry 5. I've had the game for a while, actually. I actually got permission to play it in February, but I never did because I also was playing other stuff at the same time. I got terms back in February, but I was doing too many different games at the time, I think. So I just decided to drop it at the time. Yeah. But I might try it out in August to see if I like it. I don't know. I don't know if I'll like it. Yeah, the perms are for a specific time frame. I got perms in February and I didn't play it for February. I got perms for two streams in February and I didn't play it, so the perms expired, so I have to get the perms again. Yeah. The controller for DMC? All right. Yeah. Another one I have yet to play that I have in my library is Tales of Arise. But I do think that one might be kind of boring to watch. I'm not sure. I do kind of want to play it though. Dante or Virg, is it Virgil? Virgil? Virgil cosplay? I don't know. What do their clothes look like? Yeah, I have Tales of Arise since Christmas. It's just that I stagger my games for stream in a certain way that I try not to be playing too many things at the same time, right? So it just hasn't come up yet. The game itself. It hasn't come up. It's on the wait list, okay? I have a long wait list. They typically aren't the most fun to watch. All right. I'll try to make it. I try to make it fun. One is red and one is blue. All right. Okay, I've read about the characters in DMC5 and what is it? That really emo-looking dude apparently is a dude who stands in the back and summons he summons animals or something. I don't know. I might want to go for a more hands-on fighting style. We're watching because you playing it, not exclusively because of the game you're playing. Oh, right. Well, thank you. I play Tales of Arise and it's fun. All right. V, yeah. He's burp. Oh. Oh, Final Fantasy VII has a new remastered version or something? So expensive though. He's very weird to play. Yeah, that's what I read. I looked at some guides first because I wasn't sure if I'd like the game, so I usually look it up a little bit to see if I think I'd like it, because I'm a little picky, you know. Also I'm bad at games because I haven't played a lot. So I'm quite picky about what I do and so I wasn't really sure if I'd enjoy it, but it looked like it could be fun, so we'll see. FF7? Yeah, I've never played Final Fantasy VII. There was the remake integrate. It's so expensive. I looked at it in the Japan Steam and I was like, God damn it, Square Enix. They remade, yeah, that's what I heard. Like the graphics, everything are completely upgraded. Slightly below average. No, I have a really terrible what would you call it? Like ability to focus on more than one part of the screen. Like if I'm focusing on just reading something, I'm not gonna see the stuff that's happening in the other parts of the screen. That's just how it is. I'm also like that when I drive. So it's bad. It's bad. I don't trust myself driving because I have to focus so hard to like be able to notice stuff happening, you know? Yeah, tunnel vision, but like literally. Like literally tunnel vision. The battle system. Oh yeah, did they change the battle system? I'm not sure. Because it used to be just turn-based, no? Oh. Xenoblade 3. Right. I've not played the other ones, but I was interested in getting it, but it was so expensive I didn't end up getting it. But maybe if the new one comes out, then maybe. No, that's why I don't drive anymore. Driving is scary. Completely different from the original. Right, I heard the fight system is different. It's not really a remake, like it's completely different. Turn-based doesn't work in modern games anymore. I do like my Pokemon games turn-based though. It plays more like a card game than it does like a fighting game. Auto mode. Oh, auto mode. Huh. Don't ever ride a fast motorbike. I won't. Don't worry. Don't worry. Absolutely not. I never want to drive again. Yeah. I liked Fire Emblem. Yeah. I like Fire Emblem a lot. No, I like turn-based games. Because I have bad reaction time. And turn-based games give me time to, like, think it over and, like, make decisions, which is nice. So I really like Fire Emblem. I played hours and hours and hours of Fire Emblem. There was a time when I would come back from work and then fire up Fire Emblem and then play it all night, sleep, wake up, play a bit of Fire Emblem, Three Houses, and then go to work and then come back and play Fire Emblem. There was a time in my life when I did do that. And then that became Animal Crossing afterwards. Once 2020 hit, it was just Animal Crossing every day, all the time. Yeah. Plenty of times it's Tatsu. That is right. That is true. I like Yakuza like a dragon. Oh, really? Is it turn-based? Oh, maybe I'll like it. You know, I play Yakuza Zero, but it makes me nervous, that game. You know, Yakuza Zero, the first like boss fight, when you like go into the building and then you're in like a toilet, right? I could barely get out of that toilet. That was hard. Like you land, I think I remember being in the toilet and then have to fight all these guys coming into the toilet. And in the end, one guy comes in with a knife and you have to hit him and try not to get stabbed. Leave the toilet, fight more dudes, go up the hallway. And then literally the final boss was not even that hard. But like getting there, getting to the final boss was so hard. I had to do it twice. I had to do it two times. The first time I died and I was like, screw this. And then before I got up to that scene, I loaded up on so many heals, like those like energy drink, whatever things that heal you. I had like my entire inventory was just heals. I had like 20 heels in my bag or something. And I was like, I'm ready. And then I went there and then finally I survived. Making them wash their hands, maybe. Oh, graphically, oh, Fire Emblem, graphically impressive game. No, I played Fire Emblem purely for the, I like the battle part. I like the battle part, and I don't even watch the animations. I like turned off all animations so that the characters just move like chess pieces. I wanted to be as fast as possible. So I don't even enjoy any of the voice acting or any of the animations. I was like, I don't care about that. I just want to play chess. So that's how I played Fire Emblem. What is triangle strategy? You drop kick a guy off the window. Did I do that? I don't remember. It was a while back. The standard Yakuza experience. Yeah. Yeah, I'm the kind of person to turn off all the extra stuff. I just wanna get the game done. Well, story is good. Story's good. XCOM? Is that a similar game? XCOM. Ooh. Ooh, it does look kind of similar. Is it like moving people to specific places? Oh, like on the map? Oh. Can I do it without is it placement is like squares? It sounds very different. Oh, okay. Classic tactics game. It has rogue-like elements. Oh. D&D. Tunnel vision might make real. No, if they give me enough time to look at all the sections of the map, because I'm a bit slow to look at different parts, then it should be fine. Because with Fire Emblem, they just give you a lot of time to make decisions. They give you a lot of times to make decisions, which I like. Because then it's not as hard. You just think about what the where to play, and also in Fire Emblem they tell you like they give you the prediction of ha where what happens when you move that piece to a different spot, so kind of makes it a lot easier that way. Is it similar to Final Fantasy Tactics game? I have no idea if it is similar or not. I just remember that I like that kind of gameplay. It's the reason why I also really like there was a mobile game called hold on. It was like a not particularly popular Korean mobile game. Let me just try to remember the name. Oh. Kingdom of Heroes. Oh my god, they. Kingdom of Heroes. Oh my god. Yeah, I used to play this. I used to play this. Okay, the thing with this Kingdom of Heroes game is that on one of my first ever pulls, I pulled like one of the really strong characters in the game, so I had a lot of fun. Yeah. Kingdom of Heroes. Game style is like moving characters to certain like squares. They're not squares. They're like hexagons. And then you fight the enemies. You played that? Okay, I played that a lot. Valkyria Chronicles, I have that on the Switch, but I don't know. I didn't have too much fun with it, actually. I didn't like that the actual gameplay required like aiming and stuff. I just wanted to move characters to specific locations and have them automate the fighting. I didn't want to actually fight. I just wanted to move things to different places. I didn't want to have to actually do any aiming or whatever, but then in Valkyria Chronicles, they make you sort of like aim and stuff. I actually bought that game on the Switch. I have it. But it was kind of hard to aim on the Switch, I think. Yeah. It's not real-time aiming. I don't know. I felt very rushed, okay, when I was playing it. But also I was having a hard time aiming on the Switch, I think. I think that was probably why. Maybe if I get it on PC, it'd be different. But I actually, yeah, I had the game. Yeah, you know, maybe I'll have an easier time if I played it on the PC. I just had a really hard time aiming on the Switch. I was like, what the heck are these controls? It made no sense on the Switch. I think that's probably why I got really tired. I got really tired of it really fast. Yeah. I couldn't aim like exactly at all, so I kept missing. Yeah. I have that problem with Breath of the Wild too. I can't aim for shit in Breath of the Wild. I mostly avoid using arrows, but you really need to use bow and arrow, but I can't aim at all with bow and arrow on the Switch. It's too hard. I also play it on the PC, so it's a better experience. Yeah, maybe I could think about that. Sega game perms are good. Oh, really? Are they? Actually, I don't know. Hopefully. I mean, I only know that for the most part, only Capcom and Nintendo are kind of annoying. People who can aim with controller are magic. The bow is just an accessory. In Breath of the Wild, no way. No way. I feel like if you could aim well in Breath of the Wild, it makes it so much easier. Cause Link himself is so weak. Let's see. Oh gosh. Whew. I might actually have a chance of hitting my July goal. You know, the 24K to 24 Janaiwa. The 25K by the end of the month. Maybe. I did the math yesterday. It could happen. It's a little bit of a stretch, but it could happen. That'd be nice. I could finally hit one of my goals. I always set really so we set goals of management every month, right? I always set like really stretch goals that aren't gonna happen, and finally I might hit a goal, maybe. Maybe. Themed ASMR for countdown. Yeah, maybe. That'd be nice, wouldn't it? I did a countdown for 15K. Maybe I could do another one for 25K. What will we do for 30K then? Library of Ruina is a Korean turn-based game. It is also a card game like Slay the Spire. Is Slay the Spire fun? I have not played it. Any game developed by Sega are okay to be monetized. Oh, that's nice. I should look up some Sega games. Hopefully the kids in TikTok. Oh my did you guys see my tripping in an anime TikTok went viral a little bit. I think I have like 20K views now on that one. Okay, I'm seeing the pattern here on TikTok. Do you guys notice the same pattern that I do on TikTok? It seems that the shorts that have ear catching sounds at the start of the short tend to perform well on TikTok. You haven't seen my TikTok? I guess it's because TikTok auto plays, huh? Slay the Spire is fun. Okay. I was looking at it, but I'm not sure. I'd love to see more roguelikes streamed. Roguelites. Wait, is Slay the Spire roguelite? Oh. I thought it was a card game. Wait, are those not contradicting things? I don't know how that works. TikTok is a down bad app, is it? I'm actually surprised you decided to make one. Me too. I am also surprised I decided to make one. Maybe you should trip some more. The first 2 to 3 seconds of that video will hook. That's what kids are like these days. Oh dear. Did I ever finish Hades? I mean, I got to the final boss and I'm tired. I'm tired. I got to the final boss and a roguelike card game. Okay. I could check it out. You build a new deck as you play every new run. Okay. Yeah. I mean, every time I go on TikTok, the videos do kind of hook you in. It's crazy. But yeah, the kind of videos they show you, it's also like scary. I was like, why is TikTok showing me TikToks made by people in the Burp dimension? Stop it. Stop it. Show me Japanese TikToks. I saw you on TikTok thanks to my niece. Really? Really? Wow. Oh, so you actually came from TikTok? Whoa. So TikTok is actually working? I just gotta go, at the start of every video. I just gotta trip, right? Gotta trip. Fall over. Then I'll be making viral videos. That's how you blow, and that's how you blow up on TikTok. What's up, fellow kids? That's how you start the vids. What do you mean? You've seen the shorts. They're uploaded on YouTube. It's just that on YouTube, they're not autoplaying, so it doesn't work like that. On YouTube, you really need that thumbnail. On YouTube, yeah, you need the thumbnail to be like, "Oh, I'm gonna click on this video." So, Every 2 to 3 seconds, do something to keep their interest, right? Yeah, exactly. Let me just look at my TikTok. Hold on. I'll make my volume go to zero so that it won't blast your ears.